Zog de Gemara, daf chesel mit beis, four lines on the bottom. Boy mine romi bachome mirav chizdo. Noatz steye sedois bishne koisle movui. If you take two pegs and you stick them out of the walls of the movui, the two walls, mi bachutz. So now you're placing the koira not on top of the walls of the movui, but rather on the pegs that are sticking out of the movui. Mi bachutz. Viniach koira gabein mahu. What's the din legabe des movui? Is the movui huta ide the koira or not? Omalei ledivre hamater osur ledivre oiser mutter. That means ledivre hamater. According to the mandoma that said before, mutter l'shtamesh tachas koira. That means chudi achitzen is yard l'vesoisem. The outer point of the koira we see an imaginary mechitza. So over here it will be osur because if it's the outer point of the koira, so that's way past the koisel of the movui. It's not even touching the koisel of the movui. As it is, the koira is not on top of the movui. It's not on the koisel of the movui. It's on the pegs. But if you're going to say chudi achitzen, so then it's for sure going to be removed away from the movui. So mele divrei hamati mutar l'shtamesh tachas hakoira. Over here, it's not considered a koira al gabi movui. However, le divrei ha'oiser, the one that said that osel l'shtamesh tachas hakoira, because chudi pnimi is yard v'soisom. The inner part of the koira is where we see the mechitza fall coming down of pitik of yard v'soisom. So over here, the inner part of that koira, which is against the koisel, it's not on top of the koisel, but it's on the pegs which are against the koisel, so it's yard v'soisom. So that would be considered, even though it's l'divrei ha'oiser l'shtamesh tachas hakoira, that goof would make it that over here it's a mechitza and it's considered a proper tikkun in the mavui because chudi pnimi is yard v'soisom. Zog Rashi, what does it mean that chudi apnim is yoid v'soisim? Nimtze stimas akore dvuka l'ksolim v'stima mal yisehi. Since the inner part of the koira comes down, so even though it's not on top of the koisel, but it's on the yesedos that are right out of the koisel, but since now the chudi apnim is yoid v'soisim, it's dvuka, it's connected, it's touching to the koisel of the mavui. So that's why it's takle divya oiser to mishtamesh tachas akore, because chudi apnim over here it's mutter. Masha enke le divya hamater, those that say they love mishtamesh tachas akore, so it's chudi achitzen yoid v'soisim, so mainly you have an avir between them, and that avir is not going to be considered as dvuka to the koisel, because it's at the end of the koira, and the koira itself is not on top of the koisel, so that avir is going to hinder it, that it's not going to be considered now a movui with the proper koira on top of it, because the avir in between. Zogt Rashi, v'yesh avir b'neim, so there's an avir in between them, so it's not mechuber to the ksolim. Zogt Rashi, akashi, maybe say that midin lovud, it's not considered avir. If it's pachas migimel, assuming that koira is only a tefach, so even if there's avir in between, chudi achitzen yoid v'soisim, but let it be lovud. So maybe you can have a shame koira that chafsa mechitza midin lovud, this should be considered gvuka. Zogt Rashi, the last line of Rashi, v'hochol lav mechitza mamashi lahachshir hefzik avir shemikana mikana ide lovud. So Rashi is the biggest side that we built over here. We're not talking about a real mechitza. When you have a mechitza, you only have an imaginary mechitza of pitikra, of chudi achitza yoid v'soisim. When you have a real mechitza, so then you can say lovud. Lovud is kasosum. It's like it's touching. Even though mechitza is removed, but it's within gimel, it's considered like it's touching. The avir is sosum. When over here you have a lomdish mechitza, it's not a mechitza. It's only mechitza because of pitikri yoid v'soisim. It's only mechitza because of chudi achitza yoid v'soisim. That mechitza, you can't say now lovud on something which is not a mechitza yet. It's only mechitza because of the lomnish din of pitikra, of chudi achitza yoid v'soisim. So you can't say lovud on something which is not a mitzias deka mechitza. As I state in Rashi. That means you don't say lovud only on a mitzias deka mechitza. You don't say lovud, it has to be yesh by mamash the mechitza, then you can say lovud. The Mishnayim have a different kasha. They say, even if you say chudi achitzen of the koira is yoid v'soisim, say lovud in the koira itself. Say that since the koira is only a tefach, so say it that ki'ilu the chudi achitzen is dovuk to the ksolim because you say lovud in the koira itself. Zok the Rashba, that we don't say lovud when there's something mafsik in between. You can't say chudi achitzen is considered like it's dovuk and it's chudi apnimi because the koira itself, the width of the koira is in between this lovud. So then you can't say lovud. Another teretz he says, because oiba zoi, if you're going to say that the chudi achitzen is lovud, it's like it's dovuk to the ksolim, as if it's by the chudi apnimi, then the koira doesn't have a shir tefach anymore. The koira needs a minimal shir of a tefach. So you can't say chudi achitzen and it's kilo dovuk pnimi, because then you don't have a shir of a tefach in the koira. So that was the first sheet of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says the Divrei Amate also the Divrei Oser Muter. Rava says no. Rava Omar the Divrei Oser Nami Oser. Even according to the Madomer, it says also the Shtamish Tachas Akira, and it's Chudi Apnimi Yoid V'Soisim. It's still going to be Oser. This Mavui doesn't have a het of Akira if it's on Yesedis, which are out of the Mavui, out of the Ksolim. Even though it's Dovuk, even though Chudi Apnimi is Dovuk, why? Zokti Gemara. Be'inon kura gabe mavui v'leka. The kura has to be on top of the mavui. The kura can be dovuk to the side of the mavui, to the ksalim. So even if you say chudi apnimi yoyr v'soysom, the divya osur, that also l'shtamish tachas ha-kura, and chudi apnimi yoyr v'soysom, it's going to make it that it's sosum and mechitza is going to be dovuk to the koysel. That's not enough of a kura. A kura to be matter of mavui has to be a kura al gabe mavui, not a kura that's next to the mavui, even touching the ksalim of the mavui. Kura al gabe mavui being on v'leka. Now the Rashi says that this din that you need kura al gabe mavui v'leka is dafke din in kura. By a lechi, on the other hand, it can be out of the cholol, out of the area of the mavui. Like we find that nirim b'chutz v'shovi b'fnim is nirim mishum lechi. Does it sound like that? We'll see later in the Gemara. So upon him, by a kura, where the vart is, it's a hecker. So that hecker is only when it's toich the cholol agabe mavui. Mashenken, when it's not agabe mavui, you're lacking that hecker. Mashenken lechi, over there the hecker is even if it's al yodoi. Even if it's not mamish in the chol of the mavui, the din of kura al gabe being on the leko is a din of kura of the Rashba. Mashenka ba lechi could even be right outside of the mavui. It doesn't have to be mamish inside the cholol. He brings yesh others chachmei provancia that argue chachmei tzofasim. They argue and they hold that the lechi also has to be beinon betoich chalol shel mavui, like when kura has to be al gabe mamish. Zok du gemara eis veravada ba masle rove. Rove just finished saying that even the divrei oyser, it's also oser. Even the divrei oyser, because we say that chudi apnim is yoid v'soysim, he can be mishtamish tachas akira. It's not considered a kura al gabi mavui, even if it's dovuk to the koysel. You need kura al gabi mavui being on the leiko. Frek the vada by masne kash and rove as follows: hoyso koy rosoi davteso med aleph hoyso koy rosoi meshucha oitluya. If let's say the kura was Meshucha. Meshucha, the Gemara assumes right now, having been a means that it's removed away from the Mavui. It's into the Rishus Rabim. It's a little removed away from, further away from the Mavui, from the walls of the Mavui. Or Tluya. Or Tluya means it's in the air. That means it doesn't reach the walls of the Mavui. Let's say the walls of the Mavui are 8 Amos, and this Kaira beam is only 7 Amos. It cannot touch the walls of the Mavui. So there's a pole in the middle that's holding it up, but it's not on top of the walls of the Mavui itself. So it depends. Pochas Mishloisha, if the distance removed, Sai by Meshucha and Sai by Tluya, is less than Gimel Tvachim of the Mavui, of the walls of the Mavui, then it's kosher. Then ain't zoch lovi koyaches. Then you can suffice with this koyre and it's machshe the Mavui. Shloisha, if it's removed Shloisha Tvachim, then you don't say Lovud, because you hold up at the shloisha lovut, but shloisha more you don't say lovut. So then tzach lovi koy aches, you need another kura to be machshir this mavui. That's tana kamashita. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that it didn't love it is up to dalat tvachim. Reb Shimon Gamliel oimel poches ma'abo, if it's less than 4 tvachim removed, either meshucha or tluya, so then ain't tzach lovi koy aches, because you say lovut by up to dalat. Abo, if it's 4 tvachim, tzach lovi koy aches. So what's the kasha? Zok the mother, my love, meshucha means mibachutz. Meshucha, like we said, is that the kura is not within the walls of the mavui, but it's a drop out within gimel. And tluya means mibifnim. Tluya means it's within the boundaries of the mavui, just it doesn't reach the walls of the mavui because it's only 7 amos and the walls of the mavui are 8 amos apart. So it's mibifnim, it's tluya, it's hanging on a pole in the middle. In the center, you have the kura on top of a beam that's going up vertically, smack in the middle. But the ends of the kura do not touch the ksalim. So, we have a clear raya. What do we see over here? We see that by both of these cases, we say lovud. That means by both of these cases, sai meshucha and sai tluya, sai if it's out of the mavui, and sai if it's in the mavui, just it doesn't reach the mavui, we say the din of lovud, that it would be considered that it's a kosher or a koira, to be machshir the mavui. So we see clearly that even a koira that's out of the koislam of the mavui, ayidei lovud, it's considered that it's kosher, even though it's not on top of the mavui. Are they lovud? We're making it that it's connected to the mavui. Before we said that be'inon kara al gabi mavui v'leka, Rava said, even the divya oyser that emish tamish tachas akira, it's still going to be oser because even if chudah pnimi yoid v'soysom, it's not lemais al gabe mavi v'leka. It's only dvuka b'koysla mavui. Over here we see that even something that's out of the mavui lovud is good. That means the lovud makes it that dvuka is good. And you don't need al gabe mamish. So we see clearly lovud helps even if it's out of the mavui. And for the gemara loy, we're not talking about such a case. We're not talking about that it's mishucha means a case where it's out of the mavui. Idi v'idi bifnim. That means sai mishucha and sai tluy is talking about that it's inside the boundaries of the mavui. Just mishucha means meguach achas. That means it's a 7 amah koira and the mavui is 8 amas in width, the 2 walls. So you place it on one of the walls, only on the right side of the mavui, and it doesn't reach the left side. That's called mishucha. Mishucha means it's removed from the left wall because it's too short. And tluya means mishtei ruchos, that you place it in the middle, not on top of one of the walls. You place it with a pole in the middle, and from both sides, it's not touching the ksalim. So ma'aretemi, you might think that miguach achas amrinon lovud, meaning if it's only chisaron in one side, if the koyra is on top of one of the walls, just it's meshucha from the other wall, so you say lovud. But mishtei rucha is lamrin on lovud. But maybe you're 2 ruchas, you don't say lovud. If it's smack in the middle and it's not touching either of the ksalim, maybe you don't say lovud to be machsher. Kamash malon, that you say lovud even mishnei tzadim, even from both sides, even if the koyra is on a pole smack in the middle of the entrance of the mavui, and neither sides of the koyra is touching the walls of the mavui, you say lovud from both sides, and we say that it's Petach Gimel on both sides, it's considered al-gabe the Ksalim of the Mavui. But la'olam, it's not Meshucha mi-bachutz, so mele, it's not a kasha on the Gemara before in Rava that said that afila deva oyser, it's going to be oser because it's al-gabe Mavui be'ina v'leika. Rav Ashi, Omar, Rav Ashi says another teretz. La'olam, we're not talking about that Meshucha and Tluya both are talking about Bifnim. But rather, because there's no tzat to be mechalik between lovud mitzad achas amrinon, mishtei tzodim lo amrinon, mechateseh, you shouldn't say lovud mishtei tzodim. But rather, Meshucha means Meshucha vihitluya. Means it's one case. It's Meshucha vitluya. It's Meshucha that it's not on top of the Ksalim, but rather removed in the inside. Not like we said before, that it's on top of one wall and it's not hitting the other wall. That's Meshucha. That Meshucha means that it's on top of the walls, but not on top of the walls touching, but rather Meshucha removed from on top of the walls through pegs, vitluya, and in addition, it's hanging because it doesn't reach the walls. That means, number one, it's a 8 amah beam and the Mavi's entrance is 9, so it's not touching the walls. And besides not touching it, it's also on top of pegs, on top of the walls, because it's not even on top of the walls, even if it would be the right size. It's higher. It's, let's say the walls are 6 amas, it's 7 amas high. The pegs make it 7 amas high, plus they don't reach the ksalim. So it's short and it's higher removed. It's meshucha v'tluya. It's meshucha, it's higher above the ksalim, and it's tluya that it doesn't reach the walls because it's shorter than the width of the walls. So that's 2 chesroinus. It's meshucha v'tluya. What's this? You take 2 pegs and you have them in the shape of an L or as a slant, as we should say, diagonal. So al shnei kosei amavui, these 2 yesedes are kumois. On the 2 kosei amavui, now she'ein begoivon shloisha, ve'ein ba'akmimisun shloisha. There isn't 3 tvachim in the distance between the koira and the ksalim, meaning the koira is 8 amas and the mavi is less than 3 tvachim further removed. There's no shloisha tvachim, it's only a little more than 8, so it doesn't reach it, but it's less than gimel tvachim. And likewise, in the bend, in the diagonal part, in the slant, in the L, meaning the fact that it's higher is also not gimel tvachim. So mail over here, you have to say 2 dinim. You have to say side din of chavoit. Chavoit means lower it. First lower the beam. And then you say lovud. That it's considered like it's extended. The beam is extended and it's top of the ksalim. So zogdemol ma'aru tema. Oy lovud amrinon, oy chavoit amrinon. You say one of the 2 dinim. Either you say chavoit rami, that it's lower, or you say lovud. But to say both dinim, to say side that the din is chavut and side that it's lovud. So zogdemol lovud v'chavoit lo amrinon. 2 dinim trehilsi lo amrinon. Komashvilon, that you say both dinim together. In one shot, you say, sign the fact that it's too short, and sign that it's higher removed within the custom of the Mavui, on this Yaseidos, on these pegs, you say, Chavoit v'lovud. Komashvilon, you take say both things. But l'oilam, there's no raya to the original kasha that we said that Meshucha means out of the Mavui. L'oilam, it's not out of the Mavui, so you have no kasha on Rava that said that Ledivya Oyser, it's Oser, because Be'inon, and Dvuka is not going to do it. Here we're not talking about Bichlal that it's out of the Mavui. It's talking about Meshucha v'tuya. That means it's higher and it's too short. And you say Chavoit v'lovud. So Frag the Rashi Bakasha, why do you have to say two dinim? Why do you have to say Chavoit v'lovud? Just say Lovud. If it's within Gimel Tvachim, just say Lovud and say it's coming down within Gimel and say it's extended, that it's on top of the Ksolim. Zok the Rashi, ein chanami mitzad the length of the Kaira, it's within Gimel. And ein chanami mitzad the height that it's elevated above the Ksolim, it's within Gimel. But if you look at the Alachsa, and if you look at the diagonal part, because these Yasedos go in a bend, they're like an L-shaped, so in the diagonal part, you can't say Lovud, it's more than Gimel. So mainly you have to come out to Chavoit and Lovud. The Alachsa is Yosim Gimel. Reb Chaim Alevi in Seif on Hilchos Sukkah, He brings his Rashba and he says that la'olam you can say that even the alachsin is less than gimel. So now Rabbi said, why do you have to come on to the din of chavoit and lovud? Just say lovud b'luchud and that should make it sigh lower and sigh on top of the ksolim. Zok Reb Chaim, because lovud is going to make it that the kuri now is extended, that it's longer. But it's not going to make it that it's kuri al gabi movi. That you're not going to have. Without chavoit, you're not going to have a kuri al gabi movi. First you have to say chavoit and then you can say lovud. If you say Lovud L'chud, it's just going to be extended. But it's not going to be extended on top of the Ksolim. It's going to be extended Bim Koima up there. So first you have to say Chavoit to lower it, and then you can say Lovud that the Kur is extended, and the Mai sits on top of the Ksolim. But you need Kur Al-Gabi Mavi Veleiko if it's Lovud alone. Lovud is just going to be an extension Bim Koima. So they have to come out to first Chavoit, and then a din of Lovud. Rabbi Kivega in Shuvas, in Simen Yud Beis, he discusses that we know there's a halacha of Trei Hilchos Alei Amrinon. You don't say Doif and Akumi, you say Lovud together. So over here, how did Dachonim discuss, how do you have over here Chavoit and Lovud? L'charit Trei Hilchosa. So it depends. If they're interdependent to one another, then you can say Chavoit without saying Lovud. So then, Dr. Kivegi, you can say Trei Hilchosa. If they're not Toli Zebezeh, you can say Trei Hilchosa. Just if the two Hilchosas are Toli Zebezeh, that means that you can't say one without first saying the other, then it would be a problem of Trei Hilchosa. So Ein and Achroinim and Reb Chaim, Harvi Miyashiv, how over here it's not a problem of Trei Hilchosa, even though you need to say Chavoit first, and then you say Lovud. Zokti Moavaita, Toni Rab Zaka, Kamele Rab Yoichanon, Bein L'chaim. That means the area next to the lechayim, v'tachas ha'koira, and the area under the koira, under the crossbeam, nidon ke'karmelis. You're not allowed to carry, just like you can't carry in the karmelis. Omalei. So Rabbi Yechon told Rabbi Zakai, puk toni lebra, take this brisa and take it out of the Beis Medrash. The halacha is not like that. Tachas ha'koira, you're allowed to carry. Chude achitzin is yoyed v'soysim, and memela, it's not considered that it's in the karmelis. It's mukav gimel mechitzis. Zog di gemara, like we said, this that Rabbi Yochanan says that puk toni lebra, take this brisa out of the Beis Medrash, because lemaisi a lot of carry under the koira is referring to tachas akoira dafka, but not next to the lechi. Aval ben lechayim, but next to the lechayim, over there it's taka osur, because since, like we said and said before, the lechi doesn't have a shear, there's no minimal, so we don't allow you to carry next to the lechi. By a kerud is a shear of a tefach, so we allow you to go next to it. Masha enke chud is a pasim mitzvah of chud achitzon. Masha enke by lechayim, which don't have a shear, so we don't say chud achitzon like Tosfos says, it's automatically chud apnimi, and memela you don't go next to the lechayim. Zokdu ma'ova gova omar, ben lechayim nami mutter. Even next to the lechayim, it's mutter. Meaning that just like a lot of carry under the koira, next to the lechi, also a lot of carry. So the Balamar learns Rava, because Rava Lishitosoi that learns that lechi and koira is mishum heka. So mele by both of them, you're allowed to be mishtamish all the way to chudei achitzoin, because at the end of the day, it's a heka. It's a heka that you're allowed to be mishtamish even next to it, even under it. L'maisa the Ramban says that no, it's not totally in the machloikas of lechi mishum heka or mishum achitza. But rather, Rava holds that chudei achitzoin, side by the koira and side by the lechi, is where the mechitza is. So mele allowed to carry next to the lechi and under the koira. Zok the Gemara, Omar Rava Menami Nolof, and where do I notice din that you're allowed to carry even next to the lechi? The chiyosa Rav Dimi, Omar Rav Yoichanon. Mokum shame by dalet la dalet. If you have an area that's not dalet by dalet tfochim, you have an area between Rishus Ram and Rishus Hayochid that is not dalet la dalet tfochim. So over there the halacha is mutter levnei Rishus Rabim ulevnei Rishus Hayochid lekatif olav. They're allowed to place their packages on there in order to straighten out their backpacks and put it on their shoulders that they're carrying. Because since this area is less than Dalat Tvachim, so it's considered a Mokum Ptur. And a Mokum Ptur is bottled to the Rishus HaYochid or bottled to the Rishus Rabim, to the Rishus that they're in. So it's not considered that they're placing something from one Rishus to another Rishus. In Rishus Rami, can be Mavi Dalat Ramas. So in that place itself, if you're standing in one spot, you're allowed to place it there. And in the Rishus Yochid, there are a lot of places there. It's not considered that you brought it out. Zok Nimogu Vavach Lo Yachlifu. But they can't be Machlif, meaning the people in the Rishus Rabim cannot give it to the people in the Rishus Yochid and be Machlif these items that they place on this Mokum Dalal Adalad. The Bnei Rishus Rabim cannot place the backpack on this area of Pachas Midalad, and then Bnei Rishus Yochid take it. But then it looks like they're going directly from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid, or vice versa, from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim. So that's Rav's Raya. Just like we see Mokim She'en B'dalal Adalad is bottled to the Rishus next to it, so to Bein L'chaim. Since between the Lechi it's not a Mokim of Dalal Adalad, so it's bottled to the Mavui. And Memele you're allowed to carry even between the Lechi, even in the area next to the Lechi. Just like you're allowed to carry in a Mokim, place something in a Mokim She'en B'dalal Adalad, it's bottled to that Rishus, to the Rishus Yochid, or to the Rishus Rabim, without being Mavir, so to the next to the Lechi is bottled to the Mavi too, and you're allowed to carry and even in the area next to the L'chaim. Zog the Mala Abaya that said before that Rabbi Yochanan's din, that it's mutter only tachas akira, but next to the Lechi is asa. So Abaya learns that this is not a raya to the case of next to the Lechi. The case of Mokum Shem Adalal Adal is different. Va'abaya hosom b'gavoya shloisha. Over there, this area that's less than Dalal Adal is removed from the ground. It's elevated from the ground, Gimel Tvachim. So it's a Mokum Ifnei Atzmoi. So it's clearly defined as a separate area. There's no chash that people will, over there, suddenly place something in Rishus Rabim because they place it over there. It's a clearly defined mokum. Masha, so we're not goyzer. Masha Enken Bein L'chaim next to the Lechi is not clearly defined. It's aim by Dalad, but it's not elevated Gimel off the ground. And if you're going to allow to carry over there, they'll also carry in Rishus Rabim. That's why Bein L'chaim is different than the mokum Shem Adalal Dalad. Zog the Gemara Omer Abayim Eno Aminolo. From where do I know that Rabbi Yochanan's din is only Tachas Akira? Rabbi Yochanan said that Tony Rab Zakeh made Rabbi Yochanan Bein L'chaim and Tachas HaKoyra is Nidika Karmelis. So Omele Rabbi Yochanan said Puk Tony Lebro, take this Braisa outside and it's not like a Karmelis. On that Abaye said Mistavi Milse Rabbi Yochanan is Tachas HaKoyra, that take it out, take this Braisa out of the Bais Medrash, because Tachas HaKoyra is not a Karmelis that I carry. It's Mistavi, it's only Tachas HaKoyra and not next to the Lechi, unlike Rover that says next to the Lechi is also Muta. Zok Demoga Menoah Minolo, from where does Abaye know that Rabbi Yochanan's din is only under the curve that it's mutter, but ain't a next to the Lechi, it's like a Carmelis. Zog the Gemara, the Omagav Chom Bagui Omagav. Toicha Pesach, Tzorich Lechi Achel Atiroi. That means, if you have a Mavui, but the opening of the Mavui has two mezuzahs, meaning two wide doorposts. So those two doorposts really serve as Lechaim, but since they're not clearly defined as Lechaim, because they're very wide, two wide doorposts on the side, on each side, so tzorich lechi achel atiroi. You need another lechi to be mater, to be metaltel, to carry in this area. Why do you need another lechi? A thin, narrow lechi, a pole that's vertically up. Why can't the doorpost itself, those wide doorposts into the mavui, be considered a lechi? Because they're too wide. So you need another lechi. So we see clearly that you can't be mishtamish next to the lechi. That's why you need another lechi on the front, a narrow, regular, thin, vertical pole. Because the wide doorpost over there, you can't be mishtamish if that's the lechi. So Mele tzorich lechi achel atiroi, and Rabbi Yochanan doesn't argue on this. So Mele we see clearly that Rabbi Yochanan agrees that next to the lechi, it's also to be mishtamish. Zogt Rashi, toicha pesach. You have wide doorpost. Lepischa mikan mikan. The heinen alachaim shalai. These are the lechaim. Tzorich lahamid lechi acher. You have to have another lechi mibechutz. Imiyetzel shtamish bein apzimin. That means you need another lechi if you want to carry now in the area of this wide doorpost. So we see clearly that you can't carry next to the lechi, and that you have to make another lechi if you want to carry bein apzimin. So we see clearly that Rabbi Yochanan's shita is, he doesn't argue on this, that next to the lechi is not mutter lishtamish, it's kneading kekarmelis, and daddy doesn't argue on. Zog the Gemara bechite midi is beidalal adalad. Maybe say the reason why you need another lechi and you can't rely on these doorposts that are wide is because they're area by itself. They're dalal adalad tvachim. That's why you need another lechi latiroi, and that's why it's a din like a carmelis. They not be carry over there. Masha enkein by regular lechi that's not four tvachim wide over there. It's taken not needed a carmelis, and you could carry next to the lechi. Zog the Gemara, that can't be. Why? Va'omarav chone bagovo marav. Toicha Pesach, afa pishem by dalal adalad, even if it doesn't have dalal adalad tvachim, tzorich lechi achel atiroi. So we see clearly that you need another lechi, even if it's not dalal adalad, because if you want to carry within this, between the lechayim, you need another lechi, even if it's not a dalal adalad. So we see that it's considered also next to lechayim, even if it's not necessarily dalal tvachim, that it's a shame kamalis. Even less than that, you need a lechi achel atiroi if you want to carry between these doorposts. Zok the Gemara beRava, what's Rava going to answer on this raya? Here we see clearly you're not allowed to carry next to the lochi. Zok the Gemara hosom the pasuach lekarmelis, meaning this mavui with the lechayim with this doorpost is open to a karmelis. That's why you're not allowed to carry in the area next to the lechi because it's open to a karmelis, so it gets the shame of a karmelis. Zok the Gemara avalo shus rabbi mai, but if let's say the mavui is open to a shus rabbi, you could tell me that it's taka going to be a mutter. Zog the Mogah Shori, meaning Rava says the only reason why it's also you need another lechi because it's open to a karmelis. But if it be open to Rosh Rabim, then you're allowed to carry next to the lechi. Frag the Mogah, how could that be? Yitziva ba'ara v'gyura b'shmei Shemaya. Someone who's a citizen, yitziva ba'ara. He's kavur, he's permanent, he's on the ground. And Mashenken Giyura, someone who's a ger, so he's lamalo, he's all the way up in the sky. How could that be? We forget the svara. If it's open to Rosh Rabim, it should be more chomer. How could be open to Rosh Rabim? You're allowed to carry next to the lechi. And if it's open to a kamelis, then you cannot. And Rav is talking about that it's open to a kamelis. That's you need another lechi. So Gemara in, it is correct. The svara taka makes sense. Motza minas mina vineyer. Since if it's open to a karmelis, and this area next to the lechi is doima to a karmelis, so mele motza minas minoy, the karmelis comes meura together. It becomes minas minoy. It's neyer. It becomes together as one. So mele over there, even Rav agrees in ala carry next to the lechayim because it's motza minas mina vineyer. Masha enkein. When it's, so it's bottled to the karmelis. Masha'enke, when it's open to Rosh Rabim, it's not minas minoy. So then la'olam, you're allowed to carry next to the lechayim. Next to the lechayim is not bottled to Rosh Rabim. And memela, you're allowed to carry next to the lechi. And it doesn't bother me the fact that it's open to Rosh Rabim. It's like a more kal next to Rosh Rabim. Because not motza minas mina v'neir. Masha'enke, open to a karmelis. Rav agrees, tzorich lecha achilatiroi. We'll stop over here towards the bottom of Daftes, Amid Aleph, Omale Rav Hunabed, Rav Yishua L'Rove.